The fifth testimony. The Word of God tells us in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." When we went down there, I felt the pain and experience of being dead. I was very frightened by what I saw. I realized that there were many, many people there. All were shouting and crying out. And it was total darkness. But with the presence of the Lord, the darkness disappeared. We saw thousands and thousands of souls, all crying out for help and mercy. They cried out to the Lord to take them out of that place. We also felt a great pain because we knew the Lord suffered tremendously whenever he saw them. Many cried out to the Lord to take them out just for a minute, just for a second. And the Lord would ask them, "Why do you want to go out?" And they would answer,
"Because I want to be saved. I want to repent and be saved."
However, it was too late for them. Dear people that are listening to me now, now is the only opportunity to choose our eternal destination. You can either choose an eternal place of salvation or an eternal place of condemnation. We went down further, and I saw that the floor we were walking on was being destroyed by fire. Mud and flames were coming out of it, and there was also a terrible smell. We felt so upset and nauseous from the smell and the shouts of all the people. We saw a man far away who was waist-deep in burning mud, and whenever he took out his arms, the flesh from his bones would fall off into the mud. We could see a gray mist inside his skeleton. So we asked the Lord what it was. And this type of mist, it was in every person in hell. The Lord told us that it was their souls trapped inside a sin body. Like it is written in Revelations 14:11, "And the smoke of their torment goes up forever and ever. They have no rest, day or night, those who worship the beast and his image, and whoever receives the mark of his name." We began to understand many things that we had been ignoring on earth. Most importantly, the clearest message was that our lives on earth determine where we would spend eternity. As we walked hand in hand with the Lord, we realized that hell had many different places with various levels of torment. We came to a place with many cells which contained tormented souls. The souls would be tormented by many types of demons. The demons would curse the souls, saying,
"You cursed wretch, praise Satan. Serve him like you did when you were on earth."
The souls suffered terribly from the worms, and the fire was like acid all over their body. We saw two men inside of one prison cell. Each had daggers in their hands and were stabbing each other. They would say to each other,
"You cursed wretch, it's because of you that I'm here. You made me come here because you blinded me to the truth and didn't let me recognize the Lord. You didn't let me receive him. Many times I had the chance and you didn't let me accept him. That's why I'm here, tormented day and night."
Through a vision, the Lord showed us their lives on earth. We saw them in a bar together. An argument started which led to a fight, and they were already drunk. One of them took a broken bottle, and the other one pulled out a knife. They fought until each one was mortally wounded and died. The two men were doomed to repeat that scenario forever. They were also tormented by the memory that they had been best friends on the earth, like brothers in love for each other. I want to tell you today that there is just one real friend, and his name is Jesus of Nazareth. He is the real friend. He is the faithful friend who is with you at every moment. But as we continued walking, we saw a woman inside of another cell, and she was rolling over in the mud. Her hair was all messed up and full of mud. Inside the same cell was a big fat snake, and it moved close to her and surrounded her body, and it went inside of her, starting with the lower parts. She was forced to have sexual contact with that snake. Oh, and in that place, all the men and women who had lived lives of fornication were forced to repeat it there. However, they had to do it with snakes covered with 6-inch spikes. The snake destroyed her body every time it went inside of her, and she cried out to the Lord and asked him to stop it. She did not want to suffer any more.
Make it stop! I won't do it again! Please make it stop!
She begged the Lord as the snake came inside of her and destroyed her body over and over again. We tried to cover our ears to her cries, but we could still hear her. We tried even harder to cover our ears, but that didn't help. We said to the Lord, Lord, please, we don't want to see and hear this anymore, please. And the Lord said,
it is necessary that you see this, so you can tell the rest, because my people are being destroyed. My people are ignoring the true salvation, the true road to salvation.
We continued walking, and we saw a giant lake with thousands and thousands of people in the midst of flames. And they waved their hands asking for help. But there were many demons flying over that place. And these demons used spears with S-curved spearheads to hurt all the people burning in that lake. The demons mocked and cursed the people, saying,
you cursed wretch! Now you must worship Satan! Praise him! Praise him as you did when you were on earth!
There were thousands and thousands of people, and we were so scared. We felt that if we did not hold on to the Lord's hand, we would be left in that horrifying place. And we were terrified from the things we were feeling. In the distance, we saw a man standing up. And he was in great pain and agony, and he had two demons flying over him, tormenting him. They would dig their spears inside his body and take out his ribs. They also made fun of him all the time. Even further, the Lord showed me that he was tormented from always worrying about his family that he had left on the earth. The man didn't want his family to arrive in the same place of torment. He was worried because he never gave them the message of salvation. He was tormented because he remembered that they once had the chance to receive this message. He was a very important person to give this message to his family, but he preferred to ignore it. And now he was worried about his sons and his wife. The torments continued as the demons cut off his arms. He fell into the burning mud, and because of all the pain of the burning mud, he wiggled like a worm from one place to another. His flesh would just fall from his bones because of the heat. He then started to slither like a snake, trying to get out of there, but every time he tried to go, the demons pushed him back, and he went deeper inside the mud. We then saw a number of demons in one place, and something caught my attention. I noticed that one of the demons was missing a wing. And I asked the Lord, Lord, why is this demon missing one wing? And the Lord said,
that demon was sent up to the earth with one purpose, but he did not accomplish his task, and he was cast back to hell by one of the servants of God. Then Satan came and punished him and cut off one of his wings.
Then we understood that as Christians, we have all authority and power in the name of Jesus to cast out all demons and principalities. Dear friends that are listening to these words right now, this testimony, it's not for condemnation, but for salvation. So you can test yourself and see the condition of your heart before the Lord. This is so that you can change your ways for salvation and not for condemnation. Right now, lift up your heart before the Lord and confess your sins. So if the Lord came at this moment, you could go with him instead of going to that place of torment where there is crying and gnashing of teeth. There, you will really understand why Jesus paid such a high price at Calvary's cross. We saw many people in hell who were ignorant of why they were there. Their lives were full of activities that they didn't think were sins. Dear friends, test yourself. Do not think that lying, stealing, being vain are okay things to do. These are all sins before the eyes of the Lord. Dear brothers, turn away and stop doing these things. I'm giving you this message so you can stop willfully sinning. and look even more to the face of the Lord.